We are an Easter people, and our song is Alleluia. Today, we celebrate the great high feast. This is it. This is the source of who we are. There is no more important moment than what we celebrate today. In fact, what we celebrate today, we celebrate every day of our lives. Today, we celebrate the Paschal mystery. It's the same mystery we celebrate in each and every Eucharist. And so essentially, the celebration of this mystery never ends. Oftentimes, we celebrate Christmas as an important holiday, and it is. But that celebration of Christmas is only the beginning of the Paschal mystery. What happens in this feast is the fulfillment of that Paschal mystery. And so today, we have a full church and an empty tomb. I want to challenge each and every one of us to contemplate what that empty tomb means to you. We hear in today's gospel, three different people come to that empty tomb, and three different people have a different reaction to it. First, Mary of Magdala comes to the tomb, and her initial response is fear. They've taken the Lord, and we don't know what they've done with him. And so she goes and she tells her friends. Peter and John then run to the tomb. When they arrive at the tomb, John first is courageous enough to peer into the tomb, but he remains outside. And then there's Peter. Peter, who has over the last few days probably experienced a myriad of emotions, most especially that emotion of regret of having denied Jesus. And yet, Peter is courageous enough to enter into that tomb to see for himself. And what does he find? The cloths are empty. The tomb is empty. And his response is to go out, as we heard in the Acts of the Apostles, and tell the story. Now, for each one of us, we all have a story of Jesus in our lives. And it is oh so important for you and for me and for all of us to stay in that story. Because the story has an ending. We know the ending. The ending is eternal life. What a joyous celebration that is for each and every one of us. And yet, the symbol of eternal life that we read about in the scriptures today is an empty tomb. As we come here to celebrate this Paschal mystery, there are many people in the world who might think that we are all crazy. We're crazy for believing that someone could rise from the dead. Perhaps those folks are in the same boat as Mary. Someone's taken the Lord. We don't know what they did with him. Is that part of your story? Or what about racing to the tomb and peering in, but not being courageous enough to enter into that mystery? Is that part of your story? Perhaps your story can continue to grow in you. Perhaps, strengthened by this Paschal mystery, strengthened by this Eucharist, you will have the courage to enter into the tomb and see for yourself that Jesus Christ has truly risen. But the story doesn't end there. Because, like Peter, you and I are called to go out and tell that story, to celebrate that story. And that's what we do here today. We come in to be fed, to receive Christ, so that Christ, by being in us, can love us. And then we leave here. And hopefully we take Christ with us. It's time to step away from the tomb and step into the eternal life that Jesus Christ has promised each and every one of us. So this morning, as we receive Christ in that Eucharist, let it be our prayer that we will be strengthened and emboldened by that Paschal mystery, so that we won't be afraid to look at that which is above. We won't be afraid to live our lives knowing in faith that that which is above is what is awaiting us in eternal life.